tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
What's up, guys? Thanks for tuning into After Buzz. You're watching the Royals After Show. I'm your host, Tracy Probst.
And I'm Christina Kaplan.
And we have a very exclusive interview for you guys today. The Royals princess herself, Alexandra Parks, is on the line with us from the UK. Alexandra, are you there?
I am. Hi, guys.
Hi. How are you?
I'm great. I'm not in the UK, though, but I'm in Los Angeles.
What?
Okay, so maybe we got misinformed because we thought you were over there, still in London. But that's great to hear because I know the weather is really nice right now, so I'm sure you're enjoying it.
Yes, I am. It's delicious here. I much prefer to be here than in cold London.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so mad you're not here in the studio with us. I don't know how that happened.
I know. Gosh.
Anyways, so great to have you on the phone. That's awesome. We wanted to kind of discuss a little bit about the first episode, and we also kind of want to discuss a little bit about your personal life and all those insight things and how it's affecting you personally. So I'm wondering right off the bat, how has this affected your life after the very first episode airing?
To be honest, I don't know. Like, it hasn't really sunk into me. Like, I have to sort of keep remembering that, you know, a lot of people have seen this episode that we originally filmed nearly a year, like almost 2 years ago, and then redid it a lot last year. And I sort of have to, like, stop and remember that that's been on the air, and a lot of people have seen that. So it's very surreal, and I don't think it's quite sunk in yet. So maybe by F2, I'll sort of realize more that people are actually watching this stuff that we've made. But other than that, I mean, it's just been manic, and with just like so much press and everyone, you know, showing so much interest in the show, and you know, we leave for London on Saturday to go and, you know, buzz around there for a bit. So it's just been manic. Like, I've just been really enjoying the craziness of what's come.
That's awesome. Now you're from Australia. I can tell by your accent now on the show. Obviously, you do a very good job at changing that to a British accent. But you've been in a lot of shows in Australia. This is your first US show, and it's E's first scripted show ever, nonetheless. So it's a huge deal. What does that mean to you to be casted in such a big project over here?
It's kind of everything I've always hoped for in the back of my mind since I was like 14 when I first started. You know, I got my first agent and I started going for auditions. Like, it was always the dream, I think, for any, like it would be for any actor to be cast on such a huge production, on such an enormous network, and particularly being their first scripted show, you know, with the amount of love that they've put into it. It's everything I always was hopeful that, you know, in my dreams might happen. So it's just a dream come true. And, you know, particularly to be on such a brilliant show that I just love, playing a character that I couldn't have picked one that I loved more. It's still not real. And I just feel incredibly privileged to have been, to being chosen to be a part of it.
Yeah. Now, you said how much you love the character. We also love the character. We absolutely fell in love the first episode. We're like, she's amazing. She's pretty badass. So what can you say? How different are you in your personal life than the character that you play? Is this like a huge outlet for you, or do you kind of find yourself, oh, yeah, this is how I would really be?
Well, I would love to be able to say to you that we are exactly the same person, and that I am like as much of a badass as Eleanor is, and that I wear what she wears, and that I have this attitude where I don't care and I have access to everything, but I would be lying. So, I mean, there are obviously similarities, that I can connect with, in terms of Eleanor But it's more the, you know, the internal and vulnerable side of her that I relate to the most.
Oh, wow.
Like when I, you know, coming into my 20s and really being hopeful that, you know, moving over to LA and wanting to be an actor, I mean, I can relate to, from my own experiences, that sort of, you know, desire to figure out if, you know, if I can do what I really want to do and figure out, you know, what my place is in this world. And I think, you know, that's at the core of Eleanor, that's what she's essentially trying to do underneath all the glamour and the craziness and the money and the, you know, scandal. She's just trying to sort of, you know, deal with, you know, her lifestyle and the chaos that goes with being the princess. But at the end of the day, she's trying to find what she can do with her life and more of a meaningful existence and to have someone be proud of her and to find a sense of achievement. And I can totally relate to that. But in terms of us being similar on the exterior, not so much. Like, I'm more of a laid back kind of gal. Like, I will wear amazing things because I'm fortunate enough to have incredible people to help me with that. But right now, if you saw me, I do not look like Eleanor does.
Yes, she does look amazing. You do look amazing in the show. Her outfits are to die for. So,
yes, for sure.
You said obviously that there are some similarities with the character and yourself, but I'm sure a lot more differences. Did you do anything specific to prepare for your role here as Princess Eleanor?
No, not particularly. I mean, I can't say that I grabbed inspiration from any princesses that have existed in the world or any that were written in films, because I think that Eleanor is kind of, she's a one-off, like she's a creation of her own. And I think, you know, I was lucky enough to be able to connect with her because of how well she was written and, you know, in terms of just how much of a real person she is. And I can connect to the mistakes that she's made and I can connect to growing up and struggling. But, I gathered inspiration from a combination of complicated friends that I have and brilliantly, you know, just brilliant women that are in my life. And I think that there's a little bit of everyone in Eleanor. And that's why I hope that, you know, girls around the globe who are watching the show, if they do, can relate to her and connect with her, her ups and downs and all the colors that she portrays.
Yeah, she does have quite an array. But going into the episode one, they kind of walked us through a lot of the relationships with you and your father, with you and your mother, your brother, etc. And one that I'm particularly interested in, didn't show a lot of, was you and Ophelia's relationship. Can you tell me a little bit about, because we could not figure it out.
Okay, Ophelia. Well, basically, as you would have picked up, Ophelia is the head of security's daughter.
Right.
She was American. She's an American girl, and she's been in America studying. And we knew her, when we were younger, because obviously Ted, the head of security, has been with the family for many, many years. And so we knew her when she was younger. But then she went to the States and she was studying, and so, you know, she's just come back. And that's why, Eleanor sort of looks at her almost as a family friend, if you will. But, and she also sees the way, because Eleanor's incredibly close with her brother Liam, and she picks up on anything that's going on with him. And I think she sees that Liam is serious about Ophelia and really likes Ophelia for being just a normal person outside of this crazy world that these guys live in. And so Eleanor supports that and wants to make a friend of Ophelia, you know, to sort of support her if she's coming into this world that we live in, because, you know, Eleanor knows all about how, you know, intimidating it can be and frightening, and she wants to sort of help her along and be a friend to her because she can tell that she means a lot to her brother.
Got it. Yeah. That clears it up a bit.
Yeah, and I'm sure she can relate to Ophelia having to deal with the wonderful queen herself. You know, she's such a sweet, kind woman. What was that like? Elizabeth Hurley is a legendary actress.
Absolutely.
We love her over here. She's obviously great in, people love her in England as well. What was that like to you being able to work with her?
Oh, I mean, amazing. Like, upon meeting Elizabeth, and upon hearing that I was going to be working with Elizabeth and that she was going to be playing my mom, I was just in shock. I was like, really? Like, I'm terrified. Like, you know, because like you said, Elizabeth is like a household name. Like, I've grown up watching her movies and, you know, following her as this fashion icon and supermodel and just, you know, a family name basically, and such a brilliant actress. And yeah, I mean, when I first heard that, I was just blown away that I was going to be able to work with her and play her daughter. It was, yeah, surreal. And then I was obviously really nervous to meet her because, you know, yeah, this is a brand new world for me, you know, stepping into this this show. And Elizabeth, you know, a pro. Everyone knows Elizabeth. So I was pretty scared. But very, very quickly did I learn that there was absolutely no reason for me to be scared, because as famous as she is and as much of a veteran as she is, she's so down to earth and funny and nurturing. And she's just helped me a lot, basically, find my feet and, you know, in terms of everything from acting to my accent to my clothing to how I stand in photos. And she's, I thank God for Elizabeth every day.
Aww, because that's she's awesome. Just,
yeah, she's kind of like a mother in real life to me. So I'm very grateful for her.
And it's so funny because we talked about during the first episode with their casting how much you and Elizabeth resemble each other. We were like, she could actually be her daughter. Like, casting for this was impeccable. It was, that's a huge compliment too. You guys are very, very like,
oh,
look much
my
alike.
God. It's like the biggest compliment. That's why anytime anyone says that to me, I tend to get all awkward and start rambling.
Do you get it a lot?
Hey, yeah, like, pardon?
Do you get it a lot?
Yeah. I mean, I do. We get it a lot.
And good.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. And I guess on screen, we really do kind of look alike. There are particular angles where we're like, oh, wow, we look alike there. But I think it's more so on screen than off screen. But it's an incredibly huge compliment to me.
Yes, no, you're both very beautiful. So it
oh,
is,
thank you.
No, we truly mean that. I mean, obviously, Elizabeth is just, she doesn't age, which is just not fair. I don't understand.
See, that's the thing. She doesn't age. She could play my sister. Like, right? Sometimes she'll take... Sometimes we take selfies and I'm like, hang on, like, how do you look younger than me in this? Right. Not fair.
I know. She reminds me kind of a J-Lo. You know, both of them, I feel like they're more beautiful as they age. They look better and better each year. And I'm just like, okay, I really hope I get those types of genes when I get older, because she looks
totally
amazing.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So Princess Eleanor obviously is somewhat of a controversial character. During, you know, when you first got all the scripts for all of the episodes, was there anything that you read that really shocked you? Like, you were like, okay, I actually have to do this, or I actually have to say this?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
Many times. But, you know, you just kind of, if there's anything that kind of stands out, you're just like, really? I don't know about how I would approach this. But then, you know, that's Eleanor, and I feel, you know, stoked that I get to play this character who you know, has no limits and sets the bar of craziness so high. And I think that's what people want to see. They want to see realness, and real people are kind of crazy sometimes.
Yes,
so,
definitely.
Yeah, but there's definitely been a few moments where I was like, oh, God, that scene's coming up. I'm going to prepare myself for that.
Speaking of that scene, I'm thinking of the one of you and Jasper when you guys are in the bed and he gets up and rips the comforter off of you as he leaves.
Yes.
Now, just to clarify, he did have an American accent at the end of that scene and a British one in the beginning, correct?
Correct.
Got it. Okay, yes. So there's a lot to that story, we're assuming.
Yes, we were making some predictions in our after show after that first episode about Jasper, because we noticed that. We're like, okay, when you first had him in the wine cellar, he had a British accent, and now all of a sudden, okay, he's really American. So, I mean, without giving anything away, how, I guess, I don't know, how, like, scandalous is this whole thing with Jasper going to get?
Oh, well, it's, it's scandalous, yes, but just kind of bizarre is another word for it, I guess you would use.
Interesting.
It's like, yeah, it's a really interesting and complex relationship, and I think, you know, it's not what you're expecting. So I can't say too much, obviously, but it's definitely not what you're expecting. Or it might be, or it might be a bit of both. I don't know. But it's definitely interesting, and we love it. We love playing the Jasper and Elena stuff. It's incredibly fun.
Good. Well, now I'm even more excited to find out, because you say it's not what we're expecting. So now I'm just like, oh, I need to know.
Yeah.
So that's awesome.
You will.
Yes.
What kind of reaction have you gotten from fans? Have a lot of people been tweeting you? Have a lot of people, have your Instagram followers shot up? How's that kind of been?
Yeah, like they have actually, which is, I mean, crazy for me, because literally before the show aired, like, you know, I had probably 100 followers, which was embarrassing, but, you know, it was like my mom and my school friends, and, you know, and all of a sudden, you know, every day there's, you know, I check my phone and there's, you know, a whole lot more coming through, which is kind of crazy to think that, you know, people are watching the show and, like, I hope it's because they're interested, because they like my character, not because they're like, let's see, because we, you know, this person's an idiot, but hopefully it's because they like my character and they're interested. And it's crazy. And Twitter as well, like, I'm brand new to Twitter. I literally had about 4 followers before I was on the Royal, because I just got it. And I like Twitter. It's lovely to have people telling me that they love my character and they love Eleanor and they love my work on it. I mean, it's incredibly flattering. If that's the way it's going to go, I'm all for Twitter. Great.
Good. We're glad you're getting positive feedback. I couldn't imagine anyone else saying anything, because literally it's just a great start off to the show. Your character is absolutely amazing and kind of different than a lot of people's normal lives. So I really like that.
Yeah,
thank you so much.
Definitely. I mean, you've really showed, just in the one episode, you've really showed, you know, completely opposite view, or, you know, completely opposite dimensions, I guess, of Eleanor. You know, you saw her vulnerable side when she's in the kitchen talking with the king, asking him, are you disappointed? Yeah. Do I disappoint you? You know, and you didn't see that up until that point. You didn't see her kind of be vulnerable and kind of more, kind of revert back to like a child be more innocent. You know, she's just kind of always had that hard exterior. And so I think you do an amazing job at really showing those two completely different sides of Eleanor. Was that difficult for you to kind of play this, like,
well,
we said earlier, you know, huge badass,
play the different
and then,
parts.
Yeah.
I mean,
and then kind of break down
really
and.
I mean, for me, it's just like, it's such a treat to play Eleanor, because she is, you know, there are so many different colors to her. You know, like, she's this princess and she's got all these obligations and people pointing their finger at her, and she comes across as this, like, rebel who doesn't want to follow the rules, and, you know, she's out in the clubs and she's dressed up like she's trying to make a statement, and, you know, and all of that is so much fun to play. But, you know, to switch back into the, you know, the heart of who she really is, I found was the most enjoyable part for me, to be able to, you know, figure out the relationships that she has with particular people, where she really lets her wall down, like with her father and with her brother. You know, you see a completely different side to her, as opposed to when she's out in the club and she's pretending like she doesn't care about anything in the world. And, you know, and I love being able to do that. It's kind of like, you know, she's wearing a mask, and it's a mask from the public, and it's also a mask for herself as like a protection mechanism, if you will. And I think that's because she really is a little lost, and she's, you know, she's just lost her brother, and she can't get on with her mother. They butt heads like crazy. And when she tries to, you know, she's got this exterior as though she's fine and, you know, she doesn't need anyone. But I think inside she's quite lonely, and she doesn't know how to connect with people that well, because she's a little bit scared. It wasn't hard, because the character just makes sense to me, you know? It makes sense to me that she has those struggles. Because I can relate to a part of that. So it's a joy to be able to play those vulnerable sides of her.
I agree. I think that, you know what, no matter it's a different scale that all girls are on, you know, entering in their mid-20s and going through their quarter life crisis. But I think everyone does kind of have a facade and they do kind of wear a mask. So she shows it in extreme proportions. But I think that that's why all of us can kind of really relate to her, you know?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm hoping for anyway.
Yeah, no, that had to be, I think that was one of our favorite scenes in the kitchen scene, especially when the king says to her, you know, after she asks if she disappoints him, and he says, you know, all of those great qualities that you see in me, I see in you every day. Don't medicate all that wonder. I was like, that was such a great line. The king has so many great lines just in that first episode. Yeah. I'm like, gosh, look at him just coming left and right. That actor, we're not really familiar with, you know, Elizabeth's probably the only one that's really well known over here in America, but, as far as
Vincent Reagan is, I mean, he is just a very well-known, like, British Shakespearean and film actor, theater actor. Like, he is incredibly, incredibly talented. So
to be able to work
with him is just like, I mean, I remember doing that kitchen scene. It was one of the first scenes because obviously it was in the original pilot. And I was just, I can't even explain, like, after I did that scene and the way that he helped me just through his eyes and how he listens and just his brilliance as an actor. Like, I literally walked out of that kitchen bed and I was flying. I was like, I feel like I'm flying. That was the most amazing feeling of my life. I'm like, he just, like, I didn't even have to act, really. Like, he was just so, like, because I've never, you know, I've never worked with such brilliant cast and actors and writers and directors as I am so privileged to be able to right now. And so it's just, you know, working with Vincent and Elizabeth, but particularly in that scene with Vincent, it's just like, oh, my God, like, this is crazy. Like, I just feel like I just had 10 years of acting classes in, you know, an hour on this scene.
Yeah, no, everyone, I think the entire cast does an amazing job. Everyone is just so talented, and that's what makes the show so great. And we're only one episode in, and I'm like, oh, I can't wait for the rest of the season. It's just, it's definitely a really good show, and I have only heard positive things about it. So we're really excited.
Oh, that's great.
Yes. We only expect it to get better. Do you have any more questions for Alex before we let her go?
Or? Well, yeah, actually, one more before we let you go. Obviously, you film a lot in the UK and in just amazing locations. And correct me if I'm saying this wrong, Blenheim Palace, Oxfordshire?
Blenheim Palace.
Yes, okay. So that's where you're filming a lot of the scenes that take place in what is supposed to be Buckingham Palace. What was it like filming in such a grand, you know, scene like that?
I mean, so we're not, like, imitating Buckingham Palace. We're sort of, like, it's our own fantasy palace. And I think, you know, Mark Schwann, our creator, and, you know, a lot of the guys who were on board with locations, the production guys, absolutely nailed it in the way that they just found the most special and eerie, gorgeous, you know, exteriors and interiors. And it literally is like a character on the show, like going to these places. You know, it just, how can you not feel like you're kind of a princess when you're standing in this most grand, vast setting with fields that just wrap around this sandstone palace that's just, you know, takes your breath away. Literally, that's the only way I can describe it, because you walk on and then you're doing these scenes and you're dressed in this gown and you're just looking at where you are, and it's just, the locations were a character in the show and are a character to our show. And, I mean, and the stages as well that they built, it, you know, everyone just loves the show. And I think, you know, that's why it worked, because everyone just worked so hard to make this fantasy story exactly what it is. And, I mean, where we got to go for, you know, for locations was just mind-blowing. Like, I wouldn't ever be able to go to such incredible places like that if it weren't for this show, because they don't open a lot of them to the public and things like that. So I mean, huge part of the show. I wouldn't be the same if we filmed it all in a stage, you know.
Definitely.
It's part of it, that grandness and that magical aspect.
Well, all of everyone's hard work is definitely paying off. Yes. It's definitely promoting to be an amazing show. And we want to thank you so much for calling in. And now that we know you're in LA, you have to come into the studio and do this with us again.
I'd love to. Perfect. Yes, that would be awesome. I'll put some makeup on.
Do you have want to shout out your fans where they can find you?
Yeah. Hi, fans, if I have any. my Instagram, if you want to look at it, is AlexandraPark1 with the number one. And my Twitter is AlexandraPark with two X's.
Two X's. Perfect. Yeah. Well,
that's all I have at this point.
Awesome. I'm sure that's enough. You'll be great. Well, thank you so much for calling in again. It was such a pleasure talking to you and getting the insight into everything going on behind the scenes, too.
Oh, thanks so much for all those kind words. I really appreciate it. I'm so glad you like it and hope you like the rest of it.
We will, I'm sure.
Yes, so guys, first of all, you can catch the Royals on E, obviously, the best network out there.
Obviously.
On Sundays at 10 p.m. Sorry, 10 p.m.
And then our after show following it, so make sure to stay tuned in. Thanks for watching today. I'm your host, Tracy Prost, and you can find me on Insta at TRACIPRO or on Twitter at TRACIABTV.
And I'm Christina Kaplan. You can find me on Instagram or Twitter at Tina Kapp.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.